Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland all this week for a Believer's Voice of Victory special. Learn about the powerful connection between the blessing and the covenant of partnership.
Go with me to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 4. While you're turning there, there's something I want to read you. I'm going back to the book of Genesis. Don't turn there, because it's a scripture you well know. But I want to read it from the 12th chapter. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get out of your country, get away from your kinfolks, get out of your father's house into a land that I'll show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you, and in you shall all of the families of the earth be blessed. Now, what has God just said? Well, God said, I will bless you, and I'll bless them that bless you, and I'll curse them that curse you. No, you didn't get it. I didn't either, so don't feel bad about it. But I had the Lord to read that verse to me one day. Go back to the very original where he blessed Adam. Now, had Adam not sinned, all of his family would have had the same blessing on them in the same proportion as he had. Huh? This was not a one-man thing. This is not a one-garden thing. This is an earth-wide thing. All of his family. Multiply. Well, multiply don't mean just having babies. Multiply meant everything. Amen. And you see it in the lives of, starting out with Abraham, you see it in his life. You go to the very next chapter and it said, and Abraham was very rich in silver and gold and cattle. Went ahead. Why is it saying all these things? Why is it telling you how Job was blessed? Because it's revealing to you that it is the very same thing that was on Adam in the very beginning. That and Adam was born into that kind of Garden of Eden economy. I mean, the gold was on top of the ground. Well, God still knows where it is. There ain't nobody been able to hide it from him. And most of it is still undiscovered. I'm in line, and the line is moving. I know that people don't like it. Oh, bless your heart. I don't care. I tell you again, you have no idea how much I don't care. Oh my. I got to get down to business here. Now, let's go over to Mark 4. God was saying there to Abraham was this. Anybody that will help you bless the nations will walk in the same blessing on you. Because it is my blessing to multiply, be fruitful, and replenish this earth. Subdue it with my love. Subdue it with my goods. Subdue it with my gold. See, if you've got God's gold, it has no sorrow.
Amen. Amen.
The blessing of the Lord maketh rich,
amen,
and he adds no sorrow to it. That, and we read last night, it comes from the grace of God through his heavenly. Oh, my. Oh, man. And I'll tell you something that does get to me, and I have to not take it as a care. I have to roll all of my care over on the Lord Jesus, 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. I'm not created to carry care, neither are you. No. And he said he'll take the care. So that's Jesus saying, I'll take care of it. So you know what he is for me? In his high priestly ministry, he is my caretaker. Thank you very much. No, I don't mean my gardener. But then on the other hand, he helps me with my garden. Oh, Brother Copeland, you just act like God is your servant. No, I didn't do that. He said he came as a servant. Amen. But then I'm his servant. When I got born again, I wasn't born as a servant and a slave. No longer a servant, but a son. But when I chose to be a servant, I know I'm a son. I've learned over the years a little bit about my inheritance. I know I have his name. Oh, but it makes all the difference in the world when you can go to him and say, Lord, and fall down in his presence. Yes. You're a king. You understand? You're a Lord and a priest of the Most High God. Yes. And when you bow your knee, it means something to the angels. Yes. When you bow your knee, it means something to the demons of hell. When you bow your knee, it means something to God your Father. Yes. And you fall in his presence. And you say, oh God. Oh, I love you with all of my heart and all of my soul, all my mind and strength. Whatever nasty, dirty thing you don't want to do, give it to me. I'll go do it. My God. Amen. And you know what he'll do? He'll bless you. And he'll say, get up here, boy. We got places to go and things to do. Amen. Arm you and equip you. But don't you ever forget, you're not just a king. You're a servant. You're not just a servant. You're a king. Amen? Amen. It's when you can walk that line in the love of God that there is no limit to the blessing of heaven. Whoa! Let me give you another picture of that authority. You have a general goes down to a company area. He leaves headquarters. He goes down to company area, and he walks in the front door of whatever company. And when he walks in the door, man, I mean, old top sitting there, you know, at his desk. He's big name in here, but when a general walked through the door, I mean, that old top soldier hits a brace and hollers, you know, I mean, the whole area, everybody in there comes to attention. Why? The general walked through the door. Authority. He walks in there, walks up to that sergeant. He says, Sergeant Jones, you will be in my quarters 1,800 hours. You understand? Yes, sir. General. He walks out. That's all he got to say. So that night, 1,800 hours, 6 o'clock in the evening, I mean, Sergeant Jones walked up on the front doorstep of the general and knocks the door, steps back a step. He's still at attention. The door opens. He said, General, sir. Sergeant Jones reporting his order. That's all he got to say. General opens the door and says, in here, Sergeant. He walks inside the door. When they shut the door, the general reaches over and grabs me and says, Son, are you doing all this? I said, your mama told me she's cooking cobbler tonight. I was supposed to come down there and get you, boy. You understand? Get in there where your mama is.
Yeah.
Well, now, this is just daddy and son.
Yeah.
He's still a general, and he ain't nothing but a sergeant. But he's still a general's young son. And mama's still running them both.
Yeah.
The kitchen is running the whole thing. You understand? Can you see the honor and the family? We're soldiers in the army of the Lord, but your heavenly Father is the commander in chief. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you walk in great honor. And you walk in respect, and you walk as a servant of the Most High God, but you walk in great authority. You are a king and a priest, and you have honor, authority of the name and the word. Hallelujah.
KCM receives almost 20,000 letters each month from prisoners and provides inmates with over 500,000 books, CDs, and other teaching materials every year. Many prisoners write and say that we're the only ministry that corresponds with them.
I was laying in my bunk one day, and I didn't get no letters from nobody, and I was feeling like nobody loved me, nobody cared. And I had got a letter from Kenneth Copeland Ministry out of the blue saying that Gloria and Kenny loved me. But I've never wrote Kenneth Copeland Ministry. It's like, got it. That same day I was saying, man, I don't ever get mail. Everybody's getting mail. Mine was the last bunk to get called, and it said Kenneth Copeland Ministry.
He said, Chef, I didn't write for this, didn't ask for it, but I got it. And to him, it was a point in his day that made him special. That was the letter he needed at the time that took him over the limit. And I said, John, God is looking out after you, isn't he, dog? And he smiled at me. He just kind of got all swaggery and walked off. And he goes, yeah, God is taking care of me. And it was fun to watch that because it was the first time he felt somebody reaching out saying, you're worthy.
Thank you for the letter. Thank you for this book that I understand. And for the pamphlet they send me and for letting me know that Jesus loves me and that there is somebody out there that cares.
It does make me feel good to know that I'm partnering with people that are ministering in areas that I can't go to because I do have children and family that put restraints on where you go and what you do. And I'm happy to partner with someone who's willing to go and reach people for Jesus.
That God has an army, if you will, an army that he can count on to support in the mission that he has given to KCM.
Partnership with Kenneth Copeland, it's like they always call you. Like, we have had storms in the area and someone from the ministry would call me and say, hey, you know, did you get affected by the storm? And they would pray for me. Or if I have a real concern, I can always call there and they'll pray for me. So it's like you feel like you're always covered.
For over 40 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has taken God's message of love and faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around, reaching out to millions of people in real ways, ways that have changed their lives. Kenneth Copeland Ministries cares about you. We desire for you to know what partnership really means. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive an interactive study guide, an audio teaching of the anointing and partnership, and covenant promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray over their partners daily. You'll receive in-depth insight into the ministry of the Apostle Paul and what Kenneth Copeland learned at an Oral Roberts tent crusade that opened his eyes to the power of partnership. Plus, you'll receive a DVD entitled We're Here For You that covers the various KCM ministry outreaches. The time for change has come. Real people, real relationships, real life. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we're here for you. To become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free new partner package. To order your copy by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. We want to help you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Together, we can make a difference.
My name is Johnny Gonzalez, and this is my wife, Mary Gonzalez. We've been involved in the prison ministry for the past 35 years. We've been involved with Brother Kenneth Copeland for the past 20-some years before, in the 80s. And I asked the Lord for my daughter's husband when she was 2 years old, when she was 5 years old, when she was 10 years old. She used to pray for her husband, me and her.
4 years ago, I fell, and I ended up doing drugs, methamphetamine. So I go to work, and people were noticing a change in me. You're working faster. Your decisions are cloudy. You're not the same. And I was like, yes, I'm the same. I'm the same. Talking fast. Mm-hmm. I am the same. And they're like, no, you're not. I'm like, do these people notice something about me? And pretty soon, I started seeing myself in the mirror, and I'm like, something right in my belt. I had to tighten it up a little bit more. Wow, there is a change in me.
So how long a period of time were you using drugs, Joseph?
3 years straight.
What damage were you doing to your body with that?
First of all, it was decaying some of my teeth.
You were thin?
Thin.
You were wired. You weren't the same person.
I wasn't the same. My eyeballs were this big. And my complexion was changing. I had circles all over my eyes.
What was going on in your marriage at that point?
My marriage was rock bottom. Rock bottom. To the point where I didn't have a heart anymore. I was numb here.
Yeah.
It destroyed our marriage. I went home, no furniture. I went home to everything sold until the wife packed up, and the only thing that she had, all her clothes in the bag, all my son's clothes in the bag. That's how much of a curse that I was in.
And there was a time that I was very discouraged when I saw him on crack and cocaine. I would say, God, you promised me that if I serve you, my daughter, you know, would have a husband. I have a godly man. And it's hard to believe it when you got a man beating up on your daughter on crack and cocaine and beating your grandchildren, and you're saying, you're the righteousness of God. You know, God has called you into the ministry. God has called you. That's why you're like that, because you have a calling in your life.
And I told Gina, I said, what do you want to do? Do you want to leave him or do you want to stay with him? And she says, well, I love him. I said, okay, we're going to believe. God, you have two choices. And God's going to do the miracle. So we started believing for Joseph. I started claiming the word over him. The main thing I kept telling him, you're running from God.
Yes.
You have a calling in your life and you're running from God. Quit running, Joseph.
So what happened at that point? I mean, you've lost your family. You've lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
All you had was drugs, but you need money for that.
Yeah.
So what happened?
They call it hustling. So you hustle to get what you need to get. You steal. You do everything, you know, to get what you need. A whole year at like a crack house. Never left the house. Just never left. So then my father-in-law comes over. He brings my bags of clothes to me at that house. And he tells me, Mijo, which is son, come with me. Let's go minister. Let's go to the tent. Let's go preach. You don't have to be here no more. I wanted to jump in that truck so bad. Inside of me wanted to jump out of my body and jump in that truck and get away. But the flesh just stayed there, the body just stayed there and looked at him and said, I have dope coming. I have this coming. I can't go with you right now. I had to feed this addiction.
Joseph Paredes was kicked out of the drug house, and he appealed to Gina to allow him to stay with the family. As Christmas drew near, he became desperate for money and drugs. Gina confronted him again. And Joseph finally began to feel the pain that his addiction was inflicting on his young family.
So she went to bed. And I got on my knees and I raised my hands up. And I said, God, can you take this away from me? Just like that. And I felt like some hand, it was a hand, I know it was the Lord. And he touched my back. And it was like something just came out of me or something. Something came out of me. And I could actually hear for the first time.
It has to be a true conversion. Not a conviction, a conversion.
Yes.
There's a difference. People get convicted, they still continue doing something. But when you get converted, it happens. It draws us out of you. It just pulls it out of you.
I got the dope and I threw it in the trash in front of my wife. And I told her I'm done with it. That was it. Never touched it again.
I mean, 3 years of your mother and father-in-law standing and your wife believing for you. So that deliverance was an instantaneous deliverance. But it was founded in a lot of prayer.
Lots of prayer.
And a lot of words spoken over you and your life.
Lots of words.
Yeah, and all that power was there. You just had to yield yourself to it.
Yeah, I just had to give it up.
And you did.
Yeah.
I believe in a mighty, powerful God. That he's able to do the impossible.
Beyond what we think so.
Yes.
He has tapes galore of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and magazines galore. So, okay, I'm going to give that a try. So I picked up the magazine, I'm reading it, picked up the video, and they go somewhere, and I'm putting in the video. And before you know it, eight hours pass, and I'm watching the Believer's Voice of Victory just for 8 hours, just consuming myself in the Word. And I'm like, wow, what have I been missing? And as he gave the altar call for salvation, and to renew your dedication to the Lord, I did that. I surrendered, and I got on my knees, and I said, Lord, come into my heart. And then I just kept watching the tapes.
I say, this is my promise, my son-in-law.
Yes.
These are my grandchildren. And this is what God gave me. I introduce him as my son-in-law, and I'm so proud because I say, here's the next minister of God. Hallelujah. Look at this young man here, 27 years old. Thank you, Jesus.
I became a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries before I even got the job. Sowed a seed for a job. He told me, sow your seed, and he started telling me about partnership and how powerful partnership is, and I started reading that little book they give you as you become a partner, and I started listening to the tape on partnership. God has been so good to me, and it's because of the faithfulness of the partners and mothers and people praying for me that I stand here before you. And thank God for the compassion of the body, you know. Thank God for people like Mary Gonzalez and Johnny Gonzalez and Ken and Gloria having compassion on me and others. Now I'm doing what they do. I never would have thought in my wildest dreams or any dreams that I would be doing this. At that time, I just wanted to stop doing drugs. And I didn't expect to go from here to there, but I did. You know, and that's just the power of partnership. I'm standing here before you. I won. It's awesome to be around the presence of God. I have Jesus front in my life. You know, it's a good fight of faith, and we win.
Don't ever give up on your loved ones, on your family.
Yes.
Don't ever give up on the word. I don't care what it is. Don't ever give up standing against debt and sickness and disease. I mean, you don't ever quit. But, Gloria, here's what is so vitally important. Your stand is on the Word. In the fifth chapter of the book of Hebrews, the Scripture says, you have need to go from milk to meat, and then explains it. It says, you need to become skillful in the word of righteousness. This is a spiritual weapon, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're powerful through God. Praise God.
I'm glad your mother didn't give up.
Well, yeah. I mean, and she did. And the more she learned about the word, the stronger and the more powerful it became. And when she finally got to the point where she really was believing God, it just snapped into place.
That's
praise
right.
God. Now, Joseph got his life restored. He was delivered from drugs. He was delivered from the curse. And this gives me an opportunity to say this. And that's the reason why this ministry is here for you. Not only to teach you and instruct you on how to become more skillful in the word of righteousness and grow up into him in all things. As we learn it, I mean, we're growing all the time. We're growing more now than we ever have been in 41 years of ministry. And as we get it, we pass it right on
That's
to
right.
you. But not only that, we add our faith to you. And that's the reason we've been talking about the blessing and becoming partners together in blessing like this, with Joseph's family and, mm-hmm. and all of us together with churches and all of us walking in this thing together. And so Gloria and I are inviting you to become partners with us, but not until you pray about it, praise the Lord. And then you believe with all your heart God is calling you to enter into a divine connection with this ministry, and we'll just preach this word all over the world. Now, Father, we pray
Thank
for
you,
our
Lord.
Partners. We pray for the
yes.
for the people that are praying about becoming partners with us. And Father, Gloria and I remember so vividly sitting right here at this table. Your word came and you said that you are giving us a million partners, and we'd be the biggest Holy Ghost gang on
Thank
the
you,
earth.
Jesus.
We stand for it. We receive them.
We receive them.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now let us know if that's what God is calling you to do. And when you do, Gloria and I want to send you this free, and we'll take care of the postage on it. Praise the Lord. A CD on the covenant promises. These are the prayers and scriptures that we pray for our partners. And then a message on the anointing in partnership and an in-depth insight into the ministry of the Apostle Paul and the church at Philippi and his partners. And so you'll enjoy this. This is the message that I heard Oral Roberts preach that time that absolutely revolutionized our lives. And then, of course, the study and workbook that goes along with it to help you study your Bible. Your Bible is the most important tool in your life. Praise God. Now then, in 2 weeks, Gloria and I are going to be in Branson, hey. Missouri. I got to tell you about this. I'm telling you, Faith Life Church has provided their facility for us to have this meeting. And Keith and Phyllis Moore, but now listen, they've got a new facility over there that is just magnificent. It is marvelous in our eyes what God has done. It's worth coming to that meeting just to find out how that church believed this thing in and debt-free, and God did a marvelous thing March the 6th through the 8th. 2008 is the year of the fullness of blessing from Romans 15:29. Sojourning in the land of promise. Hallelujah. Praise God. That means like you own the place. And it is the year of the blessing without measure. So this is your opportunity to come get in it with us, and we believe we'll see you there. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, Ken and Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you became a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today, remember to request your free new partner package online at kcm.org. You may also call our toll-free number or write Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, and together we can make a difference. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
We cannot begin to thank you for what you're doing for the body of Christ, how you're bringing people out of darkness into spiritual light, how you're spreading the gospel of prosperity, and how you're touching and changing and impacting lives all over the world. And we thank you.
I love you. So appreciate what you're doing all over the world, and so happy to be a partner.